Good morning, girls. Shalom, Banos. It's Mrs. Lefkowitz calling. It is Tuesday morning here in my house. You will be receiving this recording, Emir Tashem, tomorrow, Wednesday, anytime Wednesday. Good morning, girls. It's so good to be able to connect to you, even though I don't see you and I don't hear you, but I hope you're enjoying hearing my voice. Please take out your two pink Chafdalet Matnas Kahuna sheets. Actually, we're only going to be working on sheet number one. And let's review the Chafdalet Matnas Kahuna 1 through 8. I'm going to say the translation of the Matnas Kahuna and take a look at your sheet and say by yourselves the name of this Matana. When Navera is done with Shogeg, if done with Mezid, the person would be Chayav Misa. Instead, he brings a carbon and the coin eats the meat. What is this matana called? Yes, basar shal carbon chatas. Give yourself a hand. Terrific, girls. The same as above, when an aver is done b'shogeg, if done b'mezi, the person would be chay of misa. But what if the person is too poor to bring a cow, an animal? He brings an oaf, and the Kohen eats the meat. What is that called? Chatas Oth Seha'ani Mevi. Dimkom Chatas. Excellent, girls. Let's move on. What is a carbon brought if someone steals or swears falsely, bemazed, on purpose, and the Kohen eats the meat? Correct. Asam vadai. The word vadai, remember, girls, means for sure. And what about a carbon that is brought for an aveira that is high of misa, but the person isn't sure if he did the aveira or not? He isn't sure if he ate the non-kosher fat or the kosher fat, as an example. What is that called? Asam taloi. Perfect. Let's move along. A carbon that is brought by the whole tzibur on Shavuos is called great. Carbon shlamim shel tzibur. I hope you're all saying the answers before I repeat the answer. Read it off of your pink sheet. And what about the remainder of oil that was used to make a mitzorah, a person who had leprosy for speaking Lashon Hara, tahar? What happens to the remainder of that oil? Lug shemen shel mitzora goes to the Kohen. Perfect. Next, what are the two challahs brought on Shavuos from the new spring wheat that are eaten totally by the Kohanim called Shtei Halachim? Excellent. And what about the 12 challahs or breads that are placed on the Shulchan, either in the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash, eaten by the Kohanim once a week, or actually, excuse me, given to the Kohanim once a week to eat? Every Friday, these 12 breads are replaced with new 12 breads divided amongst the Kohanim, and the 12 challahs from last week stay perfectly fresh the entire week. Excellent, girls. Lechem hapanim. All right, stay with me. Don't get lost. We have 9 and 10. Emir Tashem, girls, every day I'd like to do 2 new Chafdalet Matnas Kahuna. We are on numbers 9 and 10, and we are going to do 10 first. All right, girls, skip 9 just for a moment, and we're going to do number 10 first. I'll explain why. Shiur Minchos. Shiur means leftover or remainder. Don't write anything down now, girls, but get your pens ready or pencils. Like if someone goes to a Rebbe and the Rebbe gives shirayim, that's what shiur means. Shiur minchos. What is shiur minchos? Just listen now, don't write. The remainder of any karban mincha. Girls, remember we learned about karban mincha that were flour offerings? After kamitza is taken off and burnt, is given to the Kohen. What is kamitza? Kamitza is when a person brings a karban mincha, the flour offering. And by the way, girls, the shiur minchos, most minchos are flour from wheat. The Kohen takes kamitza. He takes his hand. I'm showing you with my hand, but you can't see it. He takes his hand and makes a fist of a handful of flour, and he burns that on the mizbeach. Well, what about the rest of the flour? Do you just throw it in the garbage? Absolutely not. The rest of the flour is given to the Kohen. Okay, girls? Take your pencils or pens, and I'm going to say this twice. If you don't catch it the first time, catch it the second time. Next to number 10, again, not number 9, shiur minchos, the remainder of any karban mincha. After kamitza, kamitza is the fistful of flour, you don't have to write that down, is taken off and burnt. Is given to the Kohen. And in parentheses, girls, please write flour from wheat. Flour from wheat. Okay, number 10, let me say it to you again slowly. The remainder of any karban mincha after kamitza is taken off and burnt is given to the Kohen. Parentheses, flour from wheat. Okay, I hope everyone got number 10. If not, you can call a friend or you could even call me. Go back up, girls, to number 9. Shiur Minchas Omer. This is a specific karban mincha. Just listen, don't write until I tell you to. The remainder of a karban mincha, but not like most karban minchas, this is called Minchas Omer. What is Minchas Omer? The remainder of a karban mincha after kamitza is taken off and burnt, just like the other one, number 10, from the Minchas Omer, a karban brought on the second day of Pesach, made of flour from barley, not wheat, is given to the Kohen. Okay? Listen again. Don't write it down yet. Number 9 is a specific karban mincha. It's shiur minchas omer, which is, the beginning is the same, the remainder of any karban mincha after kamitza is taken off and burnt from the minchas omer brought on the second day of Pesach, made of flour from barley, is given to the Kohen. Okay, girls, take out your pens or pencils. Next to number 9, Shiur Minchas Omer, begin writing. And I will go over this 2 times. The remainder of any karban mincha, excuse me, not any, the remainder of a korban mincha after kamitza, remember that's a fistful of flour, is taken off and burnt, from the minchas omer brought on the second day of Pesach, made from flour from barley, made of flour from barley, is given to the Kohen. Okay, girls, let me say it one more time. I'll say it slowly. If you don't get it, call me or call a friend. Number 9, Shir Minchas Omer. The remainder of a Karban Mincha after Kamitza is taken off and burnt from the Minchas Omer brought on the second day of Pesach, made of flour from barley, given to the Kohen. Okay, girls, you don't have to write this down, but just listen. Omer, the word Omer, girls, means a measurement of flour. This carbon is called Minchas Omer because it's a measurement of flour in the Minchas Omer. Okay? What else can I tell you? This Minchas Omer is matir all the new grain that's grown after Pesach. All right? So let's just go over these two. And hopefully you have it all. Girls, what is the remainder of any Karban Mincha after Kamitza is taken off and burnt? A flour from wheat that is given to the Kohen. What's your answer? Shir Minchos. Correct. And what is the remainder of a Karban Mincha after Kamitza is taken off and burnt? From the Minchas Omer, brought on the second day of Pesach, made of flour from barley, given to the Kohen. What is that called? Shir Minchas Omer. Perfect. Girls, I hope you enjoyed today's session. I really miss you all, and hopefully we'll be able to see each other again soon. Everyone, stay well. Have a great day. Help your mothers with Pesach cleaning or helping with the children. And remember that Hashem is always with us and everything is for the best. Bye-bye, girls. Have a great rest of your day. And I hope to speak to you again tomorrow with 2 more of the Chaf Dalet Matnas Kahuna. We will only be doing 2 each day. And by the way, by number 9 and number 10, whoever is listening now and wrote down the translation, put a check next to 9 and a check next to 10. Each check will be worth 1 point extra credit on your next test. Bye-bye.